I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Next year as the lead student. So thank you very much. The kitchen ministry had a Mother's Day drawing fundraiser, and the winners, second place, is Sherry Brown for a $25 gift card, and the first place winner is Janika Manu.
Father, we bless your name, for your name is above all names. You, Heavenly Father, the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. You, Heavenly Father, sanctioned and declare this very day from the very foundation of the world. So now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the high, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name and for his sake, we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Inkston, Reverend Weston, Reverend Bell, to you, the Antioch family, and those that are visiting with us today, those that are watching us as we stream live, and those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, that is a word that comes from 1 Samuel, the first chapter, verses 9 through about 11. 1 Samuel, first chapter, verses 9 through about 11. Where we find these words which are recorded. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a male child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use for a topic the power of a praying mother. We do know prayer changes things. And there is power within the prayer context that would allow things to manifest itself in the spiritual realm, and then God manifests it in the physical realm. That's the God we have and the God we serve. Mother's Day is a time to honor the women who have played a special role in our life. I just mentioned Mom just turned 98 and she's still griping with me. But thank the Lord, Mom is still here. Whether our mothers are biological mothers or adopted mothers, whether they are grandmothers or even mother figure, they have loved, they have nurtured, they have supported us in countless ways. When we think about a mother, she's special. She's a superwoman. As we celebrate them today, let us also recognize the sacrificial love and selflessness that motherhood symbolizes. And let us also remember that just as our earthly mothers have been a blessing to us, we have a heavenly Father who is the source of our comfort, our guidance, and an unconditional love for us as well. A mother's love is so linked to that of God's love in so many ways. It's really linked to God's agape type love. So often and so many times, we embrace the phileo type love, the brotherly type love, but we serve a God that wants us to go far beyond just the brotherly love, but experience divine love that transcends everything that man can even understand. May we honor our mothers and thank God for the gift of motherhood. So our message this morning focuses on a woman named Hannah. And Hannah's story speaks of a prayer that is answered. It speaks of a promise that is fulfilled. And it speaks of her honor that is granted. When we think about Hannah, we think about her in a unique way because God not only knows us all, he is above all, and he cares for us all. And so when we think about her story, it is a story that mirrors our own lives in so many ways because we've all been Hannah at some point in our life. At some point in our life, we were concerned and we made requests of God to do something for us. Maybe you have a storm coming in your life, or maybe you've had a trial coming in your life, and maybe you did not know what to do. But whenever you have issues in your life, all we have to do is get on our knees and pray. Because prayer changes thing. And can I get on this right quick? Because even though there's a cloud or disturbance, there's a dark cloud over a nation, we know that prayer can change that situation. Even though there seemed to be so much confusion, even though there seemed to be so much disharmony, seemed like there seemed to be so much chaos and confusion, prayer can change those things. So if we know that prayer changes things, I implore you to start praying. Because we serve a God who answers prayer. My brothers and sisters, we have all felt the sting of unfulfilled desires, the agony of unanswered prayers, and the despair of delayed hope. I know it personally because I personally came all the way from Dallas, didn't know that I would go through what I was going through. And even though I got here, there were still issues and things that was occurring that the Lord said, just wait. But they didn't wait upon the Lord. And when you wait on the Lord, he will renew. He will mount you up. He will bless you, restore you, redeem you. But most of all, he's already gave the provision to save us all. And yet when we see what God is up to within all of our lives, it makes us shout glory, hallelujah, because he's worthy of all praise. So Hannah, and yet this Hannah, as believers, we are all called to hope, to trust, and to honor God in all of our circumstances. Don't give up on God, for he won't give up on you. My brothers and sisters, as we investigate the story of Hannah, we should remember that her story is a living testimony, a testament of God's faithfulness and the example of hope for all who trust in him. It is a story that shows us that even in our darkest moments, when all hope seems lost, God is there listening to our prayers and ready to turn our sorrows into joy. In 1 Samuel, we see the power of a praying mother. The story of Hannah is a story of a mother's love and the power she demonstrated in her prayer. Hannah, we are told, was barren. She had no children at this point in her life. And a woman who was barren, according to Jewish customs and according to Jewish tradition, was looked down upon that God had not favored her. And it was also embarrassing for the woman to not have children because children was really designed to continue the species, to continue mankind. And so if you didn't have children, the community looked upon you like you out of favor with God. And due to Hannah's condition, she went to the temple to cry out unto the Lord. How many of us have come to church and cried out to the Lord? How many of us have cried out to the Lord when we were in a deep situation? How many have cried out to the Lord in the midst of your trials, your tribulation? And you didn't think that the Lord was hearing you. How many of us was like Hannah, who went to the temple, got on her knees, cried out to the Lord, and you...
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Well, this is the time of the program where we recognize the people who are celebrating another trip around the sun. It's birthday time. And let's take the opportunity today to say happy birthday to Sandra Rowland, Devonish Baggett, T.T., and Robbie Wynn. And everyone else around the globe who celebrates a birthday today, may you live long and prosper. And if you happen to run across any birthday people around town, whether I said their name or not, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they are loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. And now, we will turn our attention to the